In this bulletin, martial law in Ukraine is set to continue. Scott Morrison shares his views on China. And the Adelaide Thunderbirds keep their Super Netball finals hopes alive. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. Martial law in Ukraine is set to continue. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky reportedly plans to extend both martial law and conscription in Ukraine for a further 3 months, until at least the 23rd of August, the eve of Ukrainian Independence Day. The lawyer for a Russian soldier who's pleaded guilty to committing war crimes in Ukraine says he'll challenge the prosecution's case. Russian soldier Vadim Shishimarin has pleaded guilty to killing an unarmed civilian and could receive a life sentence. The prosecution says he shot a 62-year-old Ukrainian man through the head 4 days into the Russian invasion. His lawyer says he'll lodge a challenge to the indictment.
Виновным, как я уже говорил, себя признал, он прочитал обвинительный акт, согласился с теми или, ну, с тем, что там изложено.
He took the guilty plea, he read the indictment and agreed with what was laid out there, but the man who doesn't understand legal nuances or the rules on qualification of the articles, he can say, yes, that's how it was, but as I said, I have certain objections to what is laid out there. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says there's a difference between the relationship Australia has with the Chinese government and that of Chinese Australians, as Australia's position with China continues to sour after the signing of its security deal with Solomon Islands. Mr. Morrison has told SBS about where he sees the future relationship with China going and what needs to be done to ensure an improvement in relations. The PM says he thinks the people-to-people relationships between Australia and China are very strong.
There is a great desire and interest in Chinese people to be able to come to Australia, have a holiday, study here, have great connections, be cultural connections, and ensure, of course, business connections and trade. And this is what we want to see happen into the future. But at the same time, Australia will always stand up for the liberties and the freedoms and the things that are very important to us. And we can't have a situation where any other government from any other country, including the Chinese government, would seek to coerce Australia.
Europe has an outbreak of monkeypox, with cases reported in several countries. Monkeypox is a virus that's usually spread by touching or getting bitten by infected animals, such as rats. But authorities in the United Kingdom say there appears to have been some person-to-person community transmission, with 4 cases detected. And in Portugal, there have been more than 20 suspected cases this month, all involving young men. Monkeypox causes skin lesions to develop, but most people recover in a few weeks. At least 12 workers have been killed after a wall collapsed in a salt packaging factory in India. 13 more workers were injured in the incident, which occurred in the western state of Gujarat. Media reports say the flight data from a China Eastern Airlines plane that crashed in March indicates it was intentionally put into a nosedive. The Boeing 737-800 was flying in southern China when it crashed, killing all 132 people on board. The Wall Street Journal first reported the story, which found data from the flight recorders suggested inputs to the cockpit controls pushed the plane into a near-vertical dive. Coles has announced employees are now eligible for paid gender affirmation leave. The supermarket chain says there are at least 900 team members who identify as transgender or gender diverse who are eligible for up to 10 days paid leave for gender affirmation purposes. In netball, the Adelaide Thunderbirds have kept their finals hopes alive with a 68-55 victory over the Queensland Firebirds. The Firebirds have now lost 3 consecutive games and sit at 5th place in the Super Netball competition with 4 wins and 6 losses this season. The Thunderbirds finished strongly in the match, keeping the Firebirds scoreless for the final 7 minutes. Well, now the weather. Perth, a shower or two, 22 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 18. Similar for Melbourne, a top of 16. Hobart, similar conditions, 14. Canberra, sunny and 14. Wollongong, mostly sunny, 18 degrees. Similar forecast for Sydney, a top of 19. Similar in Newcastle, 20 degrees. A shower or two for Brisbane, a top of 24. Cairns, much the same, 29. And Darwin, sunny and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.